Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com. Hey everybody, it's your old pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, one of my latest sponsors of the show is EstateWise. You can find them online at estate-wise.com. Zach Marco is the attorney behind EstateWise. And can you, first of all, Zach, welcome, and tell everybody what it is that you do that's so important.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so what I specialize is in estate planning services. So my goal is to really kind of bridge the gap between, you know, the online DIY forms that people can download and also the expensive, you know, traditional law firm. So I am a virtual law firm, try to be convenient and, flexible to your schedule and to your needs, but also still providing, you know, like an expert, you know, quote unquote expert, right? Or specialized tailored estate planning services for folks. So, yeah.
Diana and I went through this. It was painless, answered some questions via a phone call. You started to do what you needed to do. Next thing I knew, everything was kind of written out, and you made me read it over and said, all right, what do you think about this? All right, this all sounds good. Next thing I know, after we had decided on who would be the, like who in my family would take care of, would have various roles in the event that something happens. Then all it took was we went to you, or in some cases you go to your clients or you meet halfway, whatever it is. And then people sign on the dotted line to make this all, put this all into play. Tell everyone how important it is to have a trust in play, ready to go because of what can happen otherwise.
Yeah, there's a few points I'd like to make on that. So just in general, it's good to have an estate plan. One, in Michigan, if you don't have a will, for example, you are subject to what's called intestate succession. So it's a fancy word to say that the law would then decide how your assets are broken up. And that could be equally, it could be given to maybe family members you don't wish to have any funds or whatnot. So having a will in place will, you know, have that set up to avoid intestate succession. Having the will says, you know, who I want to manage my estate, and this is where I want my funds to go, my assets to go. And then the added bonus of a trust, a lot of people have heard of the trust, right? And is to avoid what's called probate altogether. So if you have a trust set up, then you can avoid not only this Michigan intestate laws, but also avoid the probate legal proceedings altogether. You know, so you're avoiding timely, you know, your timely legal proceedings and also costs, legal costs. So obviously you won't be there in the future if you pass away, right? But you're preparing your family and your loved ones for, you know, an easy go of it in the future. So having the trust there in place, it is a living trust as well, right? So we set it up to have it be a document that is effective the moment you sign it. So it can start owning real property. It can own personal property. You can have a bank account with it, and it's revocable. So during your lifetime, you know, you can completely revoke it. You can change anything you want. You can cut people out. You can add people. You can add charities. It really provides a ton of flexibility and also privacy, right? No one else knows what's in that document other than yourself. So, yeah.
When you talk about like people have a will, you're saying then if they don't have a trust set up, that's when things can get messy, so that they might have a feeling that they are secure with their last will and testament. But if they don't have a trust set up, this could happen to them.
Yeah. So having the will is great, like I said, to avoid, you know, the intestate laws. But if you don't have a trust and you have just the will, that's great too, right? A lot of people just say, hey, I just want a will. It's totally fine. Maybe they don't have a ton of assets. But that having a will would still need to go through probate. And those are for assets that are owned in your name alone. So if I passed away tomorrow, anything that's owned in my name, Zach Marco, alone, would have to go through probate then. Probate using a will is basically a letter to the judge in the most simplest terms saying, this is what I want to happen to my things when I pass away. The court then has the ability or has the responsibility to advise on that and manage that and make sure that that's done according to that court proceeding, right? So it does, you know, it does have a long drawn out process. It can be many, many years, depending on if people have a lot of assets and they don't really know how it's cut up, or if it's divided in certain, distributed in different ways, that has to go through probate. So it can certainly be long. It can be costly. Certainly not something that your loved ones are going to want to deal with in the future, but.
Right. So if the average person has two cars and a home and the things inside of the home, that is a good thing to have a trust for, because those are yours, right?
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, for sure. I think having the trust is certainly, it kind of just takes the estate planning and the will package to the next level, right? It just provides that ability to keep it out of the probate court, keep privacy, right? No one else knows what's in that document. And also helps you to have control over how you want your assets to be divided in the future. And again, it's for anything that's not owned in your name alone. So the idea and the goal is to have everything funnel or pour over into this trust. So, that's what I help do as well, is help, direct folks to not only create this estate plan package, but then once we're done, here's how you're going to go change your life estate, your life insurance, your retirement accounts, all those other things. So everything funnels to the trust.
What about power of attorney for health decisions or financial things?
So the estate plan package that we do definitely includes what are called powers of attorney. So you're going to have a financial power of attorney and a medical power of attorney, also known as like a living will. A lot of folks are familiar with that. But the financial power of attorney in the living will, is it's there in place if something were to happen and you're now incapacitated. Something happened to you, maybe you got a car accident, had an accident at work or something like that. These two documents will be in place to help your loved ones, represent you and make your decisions on your behalf without having to go to a probate court and trying to get appointed a guardian or conservator of that person. So those are major documents to have in place. Not only, estate planning, people think about, okay, this is what happens when I die. No, it's also what happens if you get disabled or incapacitated, right? So, you're still living at that point, but you
right.
still want people in charge of your day-to-day, your health care decisions, in managing your assets and your financial decisions during your lifetime if you can't do those on your own behalf. Yeah.
So with what Diana and I have in place, let's say we both go to heaven. How does this get enacted? Does someone have to say, hey, we've got this? That person who I would have execute it. Is that how that happens?
Yeah. So if you both were to pass away, kind of morbid, sorry, Eric, but
no,
yeah.
It's all right. I'll definitely be the guinea pig.
So if we have, if we have it all set up, like we have it planned where everything funnels to the trust, it is an abbreviated probate where, your personal representative who you've elected at that point would then step in and go to court and say, here's the will, but everything in this will says it's going to the trust. So it's very abbreviated. The probate at that point transfers to the trust, and then the trust would then be effective, and that trustee then has to abide by the things that you wrote in there. So distribute X to X, percentage to this person or and whatnot. So, and that's how you avoids the process. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Is there anything else that I'm missing that people like frequently ask questions for you at EstateWise
can
think of?
Another thing that it's really important to think about too is for folks who maybe are not nearing the end of their lives, but they're maybe on the lower end of their age. I'm not trying to say anyone's old or not, but if you have minor children, for example, the will can allow that person to appoint a guardian or conservator in your will if you were to pass away. So for example, if I passed away tomorrow and my wife is already deceased, for example, that will say who will the guardian be, right? So that avoids a lot of other hardship and costly probate proceedings when family at that point has a say in that someone tries to go petition to be a guardian of the kids. This allows people to select who they know or who they believe will love their kids as much as they do and provide for them as much as they
okay.
do. So there's a huge added bonus that a lot of people who are on the younger age or maybe just have minor kids don't think about when it comes to estate planning purposes, and why it's really important for people, kind of around my age right now who have young kids in their 30s. You're not thinking about, how I want my estate to be, divvied up when I'm in my 60s, Lord willing, you get to that point, 70s, right? But what happens tomorrow if I'm going on a trip with my wife and something happened to the both of us, right?
Right.
So having that in place would obviously avoid any maybe some in-family fighting or someone, having to go petition to the guardian and who's going to do this. You have it in place. And it's important also, I talk to people, have these conversations with people before, you get your estate planning rolling. I'm happy to have a conversation with people if they have questions. But then I always direct them, hey, who do you have people in mind who you want to be your personal representative, your trustee, your guardians, and have you talked to these people, right? So, you just want to have them ready for that and willing
right.
to step up in that case. So, yeah, having that's one of the important parts of that estate plan package is, having those conversations with people, with their loved ones about what they want and what they're being appointed to do in the future. So, yeah.
Have you ever had a scenario where someone said, "Hey, I need everything redone because I was at a party and my son punched his mother in the face, so we're cutting him out of the will." Have you ever had anybody like make
No,
dramatic changes?
not that extreme. No, I can't say. I mean, that would be pretty wild, but people do. I mean, people, that's another thing is the estate planning, having you have that power and that ability to and that control over the future things. There's lots of things people put in there. There's actual, pet trusts. People create trusts for their pets and things like that. And
Oh
there's a
no.
lot of it's
Really?
pretty wild. Yeah.
I'm not judging, but that's ridiculous. Even
Yeah.
I love my pets, obviously.
I know. Yeah, me too.
Okay, buddy. Well, I appreciate it. And if people want to reach out to you, they can as simple it's as simple as just calling or texting you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
616-540-7544. And I've been talking on the show that if they call you at 616-540-7544, they can save 15% on the
Absolutely.
same package that I did with you with Diana, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a full estate plan package. 15% discount is not something you're probably going to come by than your normal traditional law firms. And it's definitely more tailored approach than downloading a will offline. So yeah, but yeah, it'll have your power as attorney, it'll have your trust, it'll have your will, all that the whole nine yards. So.
Well, I can't stress enough then that the peace of mind of knowing that this is all taken care of, it goes a long way. So
Absolutely.
I definitely encourage people for all of the reasons, whether you have young kids, like you indicated, like what's going to happen to them if something happens to you, you have to have these things all in place ahead of time.
Right, absolutely.
Anything I'm forgetting or missing that
No.
you want to touch on?
No, I think we nailed it. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. And I appreciate you supporting the show. And I want everybody to reach out ASAP and talk to Zach Marco today. Okay,
Awesome.
buddy. Till next time. Thank
All
you.
right, great. Thank you.